Good morning, and I too welcome Kira and Maeve and their families and friends here today. It's just lovely to see you all. When a baby is born, there is such excitement. The miracle of new life. The awe and wonder as you watch them grow and develop. And the hopes and dreams of what they might, their life might be, coupled by anxiety as to what the future might bring. As Maeve and Kira are baptised here today, we believe that God has his hands on them, that he has a plan for them, and he will always be with them. I don't know if any of you remember the friendship bracelets. They were usually made from embroidery floss, and using a series of knots, a bit like plaiting, they would make a long, colourful strip which you'd put round your wrist. And my daughters loved to make them and share them with their friends. We used to make them with our youth group, each one with a single silver thread in the mix. Everyone was allowed to choose the other colours, but they all had to have that single silver thread. It would not always be visible in the finished pattern. It would be very obvious in some parts, but in other parts it would be hidden. And we use this as an illustration that God is always with us. Sometimes we are very aware of his presence, and at other times he may seem very far away, but actually is working in the background. And I'm sorry I haven't brought one to show you, but I've forgotten how to make them. God does have a plan for each one of us. And we can see how that has been acted out in others' lives through our readings for the Bible. You see, God made a promise to Abraham that his descendants would form a great nation and God would bless them. God had a plan for his people. And in our sermon series over the last 4 weeks, we've been following the adventures of Joseph, a descendant of Abraham. And you may remember Joseph, that spoiled young man with his bling and designer coat, who had arrogantly boasted that he would see his family bowing down to him. Well, his brothers had taken a rather extreme form of revenge and sold him off in slavery to some passing travellers. And one might have thought that that was the end of Joseph. But no, that wasn't God's plan. And by a series of ups and downs, he eventually became one of Pharaoh's most important officials. And his original dream of his family bowing down to him became true. But Joseph, no longer the spoiled brat, was able to forgive his brothers and to save his family from the acute famine of the time and bring them to Egypt under Pharaoh's patronage. God's plan in action. So our Bible reading today, the familiar story of baby Moses in the bulrushes, is a continuation of that story. It tells of a very different time. Joseph is long dead and forgotten. And Pharaoh too has changed. Instead of looking after them, this Pharaoh is persecuting Joseph's family, the Israelites. We hear of a baby born not into a safe, peaceful country like here today in Stapleford, but a fearful place with a despotic ruler. What must it have been like for Moses' mother, hiding her baby away, torn between keeping him and knowing he would be found and taken from her, or putting him in a basket and sending him down the river, not knowing what would come of him? How she must have worked to make sure that basket was watertight and safe and secure for her baby. But through this story, we have to remember that, as with Joseph's story, even when it appears that God is far away, he is with us. So what can we learn from this story? Well, God does have a plan. Moses, the baby in the basket, seemingly in a hopeless situation, is saved by Pharaoh's daughter. And you may remember that Moses, after various adventures, goes on to bring the Israelites safely out of Egypt, crossing the waters of the Red Sea, and then wandering the desert, until they are able to make their home in Jerusalem. And from the tribes of Israel come King David, and one of his descendants is Jesus, the promised Saviour, who reconciles us with God, who helps us to be in a true relationship with God, and sends the Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us. And if you don't know Jesus in your life, the peace, hope, and joy of accepting him into your life and having him as your friend and comforter, or would like to, do please come and speak to one of us after the service. Yes, God does have a plan for each one of us. And today, as we celebrate Maeve and Kira's baptism, they will be given the sign of the cross in oil. They have been chosen by God. We can be certain that he has a plan for them and their families. We have seen from the stories of Joseph and Moses that it may not be all plain sailing, and they may go through some difficult times, but God has them in his hands. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Secondly, Moses' mother had to let him go. As a good Hebrew woman, she would have known the promises of Abraham, the stories of his descendants, including Joseph and his brothers. As she made that basket for Moses, she must have prayed to God for his safety. Hopefully, you will never have to make such a drastic decision for your babies. But as these two beautiful babies get older, you'll gradually have to let them go. First to nursery, school, university, a gap year, and eventually let them fly. In the meantime, teach them well, introduce them to the Bible, pray regularly for them, ask them for God's guidance in every situation, and then make your decisions. Moses' mother let go and placed him in the water of the Nile, a new beginning for him. Today, Maeve and Kira will be sprinkled with the waters of baptism and have a new beginning as part of God's family, part of our church family. And lastly, we look at those five brave women, the two midwives who thwarted Pharaoh's plans by refusing to kill the babies and stood up for what was right. And three more brave women, Moses' mother, his sister, and Pharaoh's daughter. Moses' mother who trusted in God's hand on her son. His sister who watched so carefully over him. And Pharaoh's daughter, seemingly flouting her father and compassionately saving and adopting the baby. Each of them stood for what was right, looking out for the vulnerable. They were strong women of God, doing their part in God's plan. Maeve and Kira will be given a candle symbolising the light of faith shining in their lives. And we pray it will be a strong light throughout their lives. Each one of us needs to be courageous, to do the right thing in sometimes very difficult situations, stand up for the poor, the vulnerable, to have compassion, to be strong men and women of God. Small actions can have big consequences. So I pray that Maeve and Kira will know that they are loved by God, that he will always be with them, and that he has a plan for them. I pray that their parents and godparents will seek God's guidance and then trust in the decisions they make for Maeve and Kira's life. And I pray that they will grow up to be strong women of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.